USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Power and Light is preparing for Hurricane Dorian by telling customers to expect power outages if they are in the path of the storm.
Tropical force winds are still expected to impact our service area over the next day or so, and are affecting many customers in our service area.
That's FPL Chief Communication Officer David Reuter, who says the storm, although it's been downgraded to a Category 2 hurricane, still remains very dangerous, and safety is one of the company's top priorities. Senator Joe Manchin won't be running for governor of West Virginia. The Democrat held the governor's office from 2004 to 2010. He was reelected to a six-year term in the Senate last year, and House Democrats are continuing to investigate President Trump. Hearings are set to begin in the fall on the president's role in hush money payments to two women during the 2016 presidential campaign. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180 square mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
A 14-year-old in Alabama admits to the unthinkable. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Police in Elkmont, Alabama, north of Birmingham, say a 14-year-old boy has confessed to murdering all five members of his family last night. The boy reportedly called 911 to say he heard shots fired, but later reportedly confessed to pulling the trigger himself.
Police say it's too early to know the 14-year-old's motivation. Kevin Hart's wife, Aniko Parrish, is speaking out after her husband's car accident over the weekend. A video of Parrish entering the hospital where Kevin is staying surfaced on Monday.
How's Kevin doing?
He's great.
Is he going to pull through fully, you think?
Yeah, he'll be just fine.
The comedian and actor was involved in a serious car accident early Sunday morning that left his Plymouth Barracuda in a gully in Los Angeles. According to police, the fire department had to saw off the roof to free the passengers inside. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
More than $100 billion of about $300 billion in new U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports took effect earlier this week, with the rest due to hit in December. By year's end, nearly every good imported from China will be taxed by the U.S. government, about $550 billion worth of total goods. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds us,
tariffs are generating revenue. He's sharing some of that money with the farmers that have been hard hit. But tariffs is a policy over time I don't really like because it does eventually go to the consumer. But here's what I do like. I do like the idea that President Trump, unlike every other president, is actually doing something about China's cheating. I like President Bush a lot. Tried to work with President Obama. President Trump has designated China as a currency manipulator when the other two presidents refused to do so because they are. And these tariffs are designed to get China to buy more of our products. The $500 billion trade deficit means that China is selling us $500 billion more than they buy from us. And the tariffs are trying to level that playing field, but mainly to change their business practices, which are way out of line with international norms.
And finally, New York City Mayor Democrat Bill de Blasio spent a total of 7 hours at work in City Hall during the month of May when he announced his intention to run for President of the United States. Records show that de Blasio visited his City Hall office in New York City 6 times. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.